Apollo 8, Houston, over.
As follows. Burn on time, burn
time, 4 minutes, 6.5 seconds. VGX minus 1.4. Attitudes nominal. No trim. VGY was 0. VGZ was plus 0.2. Delta VC was minus 20.2. Orbit 169.1 by 60.5.
Apollo 8 Houston, roger the burn on time. Burn time 4.06.5. VGX is minus 1.4. Apollo 8 Houston, verify your EVAP water control on panel 382 is auto. Your EVAP out temperature is high, over.
Roger, standing by.
Houston, Apollo 8, roger. Primary EVAP is auto, H2 flow auto. Do you recommend activating the secondary border baller?
Roger, copy, stand by. Apollo 8, this is Houston. Re-verify manual valve on panel 382. Evaporator water control, automatic, over.
Roger, verified.
Apollo 8, this is Houston. Recommend you activate your secondary water evaporator.
Secondary EVAP coming on the line.
Roger. Apollo 8 Houston, turn off your DSC and we'll go to high bit rate, over.
Roger.
Apollo 8, this is Houston. I'll continue my readback of the burn status report. Copy VGX 0, VGY 0, VGZ 1.2, Delta V Charlie minus 20.2, over.
Standby is getting the chart out again.
Delta GZ was 0.2.
Roger, understand. 0.2 on VGZ.
Houston, this is Apollo 8. We're on malfunction 106, going through step 1 to step 2. Over.
Apollo 8, Houston. Roger. Copy.
Correction, that's to step 4.
Roger. Copy. To step 4.
out of step 13.
Roger, step 13.
Out of step 14.
Houston, roger.
Looks like the boiler dried out somewhere online.
Roger, Bill.
Houston, this is Apollo 8. I'd like to confirm that burn status report. VGX was minus 1.4. VGY, 0. VGZ is 0.2. Minus 0.2, that is. Delta VC was minus 20.2.
Apollo 8.
169.1.
Apollo 8.
Perigee 60.5.
Apollo 8, this is Houston. Roger, I'll read back again. The burn was on time, 4 minutes and 6 and a half seconds. VGX minus 1.4. Trim nominal. VGY 0. VGZ minus 0.2. Delta V Charlie minus 20.2. Over.
That's roger.
Roger, we copy your apogee and perigee.
Steam pressure's coming up.
Roger, Bill.
Step 15.
Roger, concur.
That snap's coming down.
Apollo 8, Houston, roger, we concur.
Okay, Houston, keep a good eye on it.
Roger, we're watching.
Tell Ken, nice job on the malfunction procedures.
Roger, Bill, thanks.
You too. Call and you think we ought to stop the secondary boiler, Houston?
Apollo 8, Houston, we'll call.
Houston, Apollo 8.
Apollo 8, Houston, go.
Roger, for information, we're passing over just to the side of the crater Langrenus at this time, going into the Sea of Fertility.
Apollo 8, Houston, or Roger. Apollo 8, Houston, what does the old moon look like from 60 miles, over?
Okay, Houston, the moon is essentially gray, no color, looks like plaster of Paris, or sort of a grayish beach sand. We can see quite a bit of detail. The Sea of Fertility doesn't stand out as well here as it does back on Earth. There's not as much contrast between that and the surrounding craters. The craters are all rounded off. There's quite a few of them. Some of them are newer. Many of them look like, especially the round ones, look like hit by meteorites or projectiles of some sort. Langrenus is quite a huge crater. It's got a central cone to it. The walls of the crater are terraced, about six or seven different terraces on the way down.
Roger, I understand.
And coming up now, the Sea of Fertility are the old friends Messier and Pickering that I looked about so much on Earth.
Roger.
I can see the rays coming out of, I believe, Pickering. coming up now near our B1 initial site, which I'm going to try and see. Be advised, the round window, the hatch window, is completely iced over and we cannot use it. Bill Meyer is showing the rendezvous window.
Apollo 8 Houston, roger. Got any more information on those rays, or?
Roger. The rays out of Pickering are quite faint from here. They're two different groups coming going to the west. They don't appear to be have any depth to them at all, just rays coming out.
Roger.
They look like just changes in the color of the Mari.
Bill, if you can tear yourself away from that window, we'd like you to turn off the secondary evaporator, over.
Roger, going off.
Apollo 8, this is Houston. You can leave that secondary pump on for just a few minutes, over.
Stand Roger, remind us.
Okay, over to my right are the Pyrenee Mountains coming up. And we're just about over Messier and Pickering right now. Our first initial point is easily seen from our altitude. We're getting quite a bit of contrast as we appear, as we approach the terminator. The view appears to be good, no reflection of the sun back to our eyes. It appears that visibility at this particular spot is excellent. It's very easy to pick out our first initial point. And over this mountain chain, we can see the second initial point, the triangular mountain.
We're coming up on the craters Colombo and Gutenberg. Very good detailed visible. We can see the long parallel faults or grabens. And they run through the Mari material right into the Highland material.
Directly over our first initial point now for B1. It's almost impossible to miss, very easy to pick out, and we can look right over into the second initial point.
Roger, Jim.
I can see very clearly the five cratered star formation which we had on our lunar charts.
Roger.
And right now I'm trying to pick out visually B1.
Roger, Jim. Bill, you can turn off the secondary evap pump now.
Houston, this is Apollo 8.
Apollo 8, Houston, go.
Roger. How about giving us a system status, please?
Roger.
Okay, I've got B1 in sight now, Houston.
Roger, Jim.
It's very easy to spot. You can see the entire rims of the craters from here, with, of course, a white crescent on the far side where the sun is shining on it. The shadows are quite lengthy now. Masculine B has quite a few shadows off of it, but can be recognized. Just to the west of Masculine B, we start going to the Terminator. The Terminator is actually quite sharp over the Pyrenees, and I can't see anything in Earthshine at this present time. Bill says that he can see things out the side window since he's not looking down on sunshine on the moon.
Apollo 8, this is Houston. All systems are go. We're evaluating the strip charts on your SPS burn, and we'll give you a readout on that shortly, over.
Roger, thank you. It seems smooth. You need high bit rate anymore?
Roger, we like high bit rate. We have dumpster DSE, and we'd like to stick with high bit rate for a while.
Roger.
Well, we're just about over Masculine B now, and our target is just directly below us.
Apollo 8, this is Houston. If you want the recorder now, it's yours.
Roger, thank you.
Apollo 8 Houston, MISFIN tracking is comparing very well with your onboard nav.
Roger. Houston, for your information, we lost radio contact the exact second you predicted.
Roger, we concur.
Are you sure you didn't turn off the transmitters at that time?
Honest engine, we didn't.
Well, these other guys are all looking at the moon. I want to make sure we got a good SPS, so how about giving me that report when you can?
Sure will, Frank.
And we want to go for every rev, please, otherwise we'll burn it. TEI-1, that's your direction.
Roger, understand. Apollo 8, this is Houston. Are you eating?
Negative.
Apollo 8, this is Houston. Are you eating dinner?
Negative. We'll have breakfast in a little while here.
Roger. Apollo 8, this is Houston. When you go into the dark in about 7 or 8 minutes, I have some words for you on the filters for the wide-angle lens for your TV camera. Over.
We're in the dark now.
Roger. Roger. Let me know when you're ready to copy. Apollo 8, Houston, any words on Earthshine? Over.
Earthshine is about as expected, Houston. Not as much detail, of course, as in the sunlight, but you can see the large craters quite distinctly, and you can see the albedo contacts quite distinctly. And also, there's a good three-dimensional view of the rims of the larger craters.
Roger, Bill.
I think our high-speed film will be able to pick some of this stuff up quite well.
Roger.
Go ahead with your information on the filters, Houston.
Apollo 8, Houston, Roger. We recommend you use a wide-angle lens on this particular TV run. You can use the telephoto lens with the same setup as yesterday's TV show. However, we recommend a wide-angle lens. Step number one, tape the single red filter to the red filter on the red-blue filter holder. Do it so that the filter slide still functions, over.
Go ahead.
Roger. Step number two. Attach the filter holder to the lens with tape on the top and bottom. Do this with a slide forward. Over.
Go ahead.
Roger. Then at the end of your second rev TV pass, or on request from here, we'd like you to remove that red filter from the holder and transmit briefly with it that way, then slide it over to the blue side for your final transmission. Over.
We got you.
Okay, thanks.
Houston, Apollo 8, standing by to record TEI 1 and TEI 2.
Apollo 8, this is Houston. Your TEI 1 and 2 pads you received last pass are still good. Using these pads, your next mid-course would be less than 20 feet per second. Over.
Roger, understand.
Apollo 8, Houston, we have all the SPS experts looking at your data now. The preliminary look is very good, and we'll give you some final words later.
Roger, we could feel the chug when we threw in bank B. Not a chug, but we could feel the additional thrust.
Roger, copy.
Houston, be advised on this red-blue filter technique on the TV that you cannot slide the two filters out of the way with them taped onto the TV camera, so I'd suggest we do red-blue and then take them off.
Roger, we concur, but make sure that the little red filter is taped over the big one, over.
Roger, you don't want the red filter, you want the blue by itself, is that correct?
That's affirmative, Bill. Bill, we'd like you to use the double red filter for the first transmission, over.
Roger, in work.
Apollo 8, Houston.
Go ahead, Houston, Apollo 8.
Apollo 8, this is Houston. If you should decide that you want to roll heads up on Rev 2, one thing to remember, be sure you yaw 45 degrees right in order to maintain your high gain antenna comm. Over.
We will not do that. We're going to stick with the flight plan and make the best we can here.
Roger, Frank.
As usual, in the real world, the flight plan looks a lot fuller than it did in Florida.
Roger, understand.
Thank you. Roger, and we're standing by for a map update.
Roger.
Houston, Apollo 8, just for information, after we completed B-52, I've acquired the Earth and the sextant. It's quite a sight from here.
Roger, that it is.
How are the systems experts on the SPS coming, Jerry?
They're still working, Frank. Another 5 or 10 minutes.
Roger.
Apollo 8 Houston, your SPS data is looking real good. It's just a matter of getting it all in from the site and getting it looked at.
Thank you.
So far, everything looks copacetic. Apollo 8 Houston, we'd like to take about 5 minutes of high bit rate, over.
Roger, 5 minutes of high bit rate, coming on.
Roger.
You got it.
Apollo 8 Houston, want a map update?
Stand by one.
Go ahead with the map update.
Roger, Frank. Map update. Rev 1/2, no change. Rev 2/3 follows. 7-3-0-4-5-7. 7-3-0-9-3-7. 7-3-1-9-0-1. 7-3-4-8-5-3. 7-4-2-4-2-3. Remark. Bravo 1. 7-4-1-6-2-4. Over.
Roger, copy.
Roger, we show you 23 minutes to LOS.
Roger. And are you going to dump the tape?
Apollo 8, this is Houston. You're a go for Rev 2. All systems are a go. SDS evaluation is still underway and looking good. Over.
Understand. Go for Rev 2. Thank you.
Roger, Apollo 8. We're still using the tape recorder. We'll dump it in a little bit. Apollo 8, this is Houston. The recorder is yours. You can go to low bit rate.
Thank you.
Apollo 8, Houston, request biomed switch center, over.
Mark.
Roger, Mark.
Houston, Apollo 8, over.
Apollo 8, Houston, go.
Are you going to be able to dump that tape for the LOS?
Roger, Bill, they say they've already dumped the tape. That's almost totally clean.
What does that mean?
That means you've got about 2 minutes of low bit rate on there, but the rest is clean, over.
The high bit rate of the burn wasn't on there?
Negative. We've already dumped and got that.
Okay, let me know when you're going to dump it next time, Jerry. I understand we're going now on the DSC. Did you get any voice off of it?
That's affirmative. We did.
Okay, thank you.
Apollo 8 Houston, the voice quality on your tape was just third of middling. We were able to monitor your burn and hear most of that pretty well.
All right, did you get a report of the photography accomplished, or is that on the tape at present?
Negative, we haven't heard that.
Okay, we'll put it on the tape now.
Roger. Apollo 8, Houston, you're 4 minutes and 40 seconds from LOS. I'd like a reconfirmation on your S-band aux switch in the down voice backup position, over.
Negative, it's in the normal voice. We'll go down voice backup.
Roger, request you leave it there forever, over.
Roger.
Apollo 8, this is Houston. All systems are go. You're still go for Rev 2, over.
Thank you.
Occultation. Rev 2.